Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareco. It's time for the Gina Spriggs Show, the first how-to talk show for tarot readers who are ready to supersize their tarot deck, as well as the opportunity for callers to get a mini-reading. Gina is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders who come every month to share what she considers to be the most important thing she has ever learned. Throughout our high-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. Gina Spriggs is a holistic intuitive and intuitive development mentor, author of 2 books, creator of 2 meditation CDs, and 4 group programs that have changed the lives of thousands. Gina was born a gifted intuitive and master tarologist. She receives additional training in quantum psychology, quantum mechanics, medical intuition, and numerous modalities of energy healing. She loves helping people understand how their natural talents really work so they create the life of their dreams. Introducing Take My Call. Tired of waiting in the queue and not getting in? For only $20, jump the long list of callers and we take your call. For more information, visit our website, charlotteview.net. Look under monthly shows and make sure to choose Gina Spriggs from the options. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Check out our other shows at charlotteview.net or contact us at info@charlotteview.net. You can also contact Gina Spriggs at www.ginaspriggs.guru. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Charlotte View. Today, get ready to learn the best skill ever, timing in tarot. From Sunday, December 13th through October 2016, as we make the turn into the life-changing new year of integration, unification, creativity, and actualization, it is Gina Spriggs' pleasure to offer private sessions with an extra boost, workshops, classes, webinars, and psychic fair to help you, and if you like, friends and loved ones, gain stability, clarity, and confidence as you move forward into a new year and into your particular spectacular translation of God in form. Visit ginaspriggs.guru and sign up. This show on how to read tarot time comes from the vast experience Gina has had with clients and the frequent asked question Gina has gotten by her students about how to determine the timing of an event seen in a tarot reading. Please welcome Gina to the show.
Hey everybody, this is Gina Spriggs, Holistic Intuitive and Intuitive Development Mentor, and we're going to have some fun today because basically timing is probably one of the most challenging aspects of tarot for most people, and it's for a pretty good reason. Most tarot decks actually depict the weather, and there is also timing that is associated with each element. So when you have an elemental association, for example, if you believe that swords represent the season of fall, but your cards are giving you the season of winter, then it might be something that is confusing for you to get your head around. So that's the reason why I'm a real huge fan of intuitive tarot, because you throw out the rule books and you work with the deck that you've got in your hand. There are so many decks that have contradicting information based on the tarot cookbooks that are already out there. So today what I'm going to invite you to do is just to make sure that you are actually using your tarot deck as your guide, not a book, but your deck. because most of the time, the images that are in the pictures that you're using will be a huge opportunity for you to see where and what season we're talking about. So, and the reason why I even say where is because tarot also has a lot to do with direction, but we're not going to get into that today. So let's just start with the basics. What I like to do is, you know, very, very simply, there is a very, this is probably the most, I would like to say the standard way of getting timing from tarot. And without using the Celtic cross, because the Celtic cross is a very, very complicated piece of it's a matrix, and it's a beautiful matrix, but it's I prefer to actually teach that face to face. However, when you are actually laying out the cards, the one thing that the Celtic cross has is 10 cards. And so what I like to do for when I'm teaching people how to really just zone in on timing is lay out 10 cards. And I'll lay out 5 cards, a row of 5 cards on top, a row of 5 cards on the bottom. Now, within the 5 cards on top, if you see an ace, then that is the ace that lets you know what season you're referring to. Okay, so regardless of whatever the picture is on that card, if it is a card that depicts snow, then that's obviously the season of winter. And if it's a pentacle, actually, pentacles also speak to winter. But I want you to really use your intuition and not just the astrological associations, because sometimes they may conflict with the information that you have in your hand. And so what you would do is take that ace, and that would be your marker, that would be your seasonal marker. And then after that fifth card, if you've got any, so it's basically the fifth card or through the tenth card, the tenth card would actually indicate the week in which that season is, or which that event is timed. So, for example, you've got 10 cards on the table. The fifth card, the sixth card, the seventh, eighth, or ninth is an ace. That last tenth card, let's say it is a 2 through 10, then we're referring to the second through the tenth week of the season of the ace card. And if that makes any sense to you, it's actually pretty easy once you really kind of wrap your head around it. So again, what you want to look for is you lay down your 10 cards, and if within the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th card you've got an ace, your 10th card will dictate what week it is in the season of that ace. So that's the real basic preliminary piece. But there is another way that I like to really talk to timing, and it's really actually, it's genius. It's something that I learned from a tarot scholar. Her name was Eileen Connolly, and she's no longer alive. She wrote some amazing books on tarot, and if you can find them, get them, because they're perfect. But one of the things that I learned from her is the use of conjunctions. And this is something that most tarot novices don't know anything about. And you know you're actually dealing with a novice if they have no idea what a conjunction is. And so all the tarot scholars are aware of conjunctions. And I'm going to talk to you about it, because it's like I'm breaking code and giving you guys a huge tarot secret that most tarologists don't like to share. So here's what it is. You want to look at the numbered cards of 2, 3, 7, or 9. Okay? So if you've got a 2, a 3, a 7, or a 9 of any suit before a major arcana, then basically what you've got is something that's called a conjunction. Now, here is where it gets a little complicated, and so you're going to probably want to either re-listen to this recording or take some notes. So with the two is really interesting. And actually, I want to just pause for a moment, and actually I'm going to bring in the three with that two. So we've got the two and the three. So with the two and the three, what you want to be aware of is the element that the card is referring to. So you've got wands, cups, swords, and pentacles. Okay? So let's start with wands. Wands would represent fire, and it actually, because of that, it represents swiftness. So with the two of wands, that would be that the event that is depicted by that major arcana card is going to happen in 2 days. So the two of wands would actually equate to 2 days. The three of wands would equate to 3 days. Now, let's take a look at cups. Cups represent the element of water. So what we've got here with the two of cups, or the three of cups, is 2 or 3 weeks. Okay, so in 2 or 3 weeks, this event is going to happen. Now, when you move out and then you move into the seven is really interesting, and the seven is actually the easiest, because anytime you've got the seven before a major arcana, what you've really got there is a week. You've got 7 days. So this event that is depicted by that major arcana is going to happen in 7 days. The one that's actually also pretty easy is the nine, because the nine actually speaks to a lunar cycle. Okay, so that's 27 days, or actually 28 days. So going back now, so with the seven and the nine, you kind of got that. You've either got a week, or you've got 18 days followed by another, 9 days, which would be the nine. Now, going back to the two and the three, so we've done the wands, and we've done the cups. So then it gets really interesting, because we're going to move out to swords. Now, with the two of swords, what you've got is four weeks before the event that the major arcana is referring to. And I always like to think of what helped me memorize this, because this is a memory thing, this is not intuitive. What helped me memorize this was the fact that the sword is a double edge. So you've got a double edged sword, so you would just double the two, and you have 4 weeks before that event. And with the three of swords, you've got 6 weeks before that event with the major arcana. And then finally, you've got pentacles. And pentacles always look like money to me. So I would actually associate money with months. So you've got the two of pentacles being before a major arcana, and that actually speaks to 2 months before the event. If you've got the three of pentacles before the major arcana, then we've got 3 months before the event. Okay? So basically, that is the crib notes to timing. You've got either the use of the aces, if you want to take, the lazy ladies out, the lazy lady or the lazy way out, you can basically use your aces. And it's actually pretty specific, to be honest with you, because of the seasons. Or you can use the best kept secret in tarot, and that is to use the conjunctions. So that's actually a really, really wonderful way for you to make sure that you're getting the information that you need as it relates to timing. So what I'm going to do now is go ahead and demonstrate this for you by taking calls, and let's see if some conjunctions pop up or some of the aces pop up.
Thank you, Gina. So we're going to start with Bridget, and she's calling from California.
Hey, Bridget from California. How are you today?
Bridget? Well, she's there.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had to unmute you. Thank you for taking my call, Gina.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank Claudia.
Yes, and Claudia.
So tell me, Bridget, did you have a specific question?
Oh, okay. Well, Claudia mentioned that you'd be doing a reading, whatever comes up, but I'm actually interested in positive developments coming up for this new year, love and or money.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. So I am going to do a full-on reading for you, but I also want to share with you and the listeners that if you want to determine what's happening for you in 2016, then I suggest you go to GinaSpriggs.guru, which is my website, and there is something that's called Your Card of the Year. Now, Your Card of the Year is a free and real easy way for you to get information on the energy that you'll be working with from your birthday to birthday year. So it's actually very, very accurate. I was looking at my card of the year for last year and just kind of sitting in wonder at how much transpired, and it was just so accurate. It was amazing. And so now I'm actually really looking forward to this year because I've got an amazing year coming up, and I'm excited about it. And so I'm definitely going to invite you to do that as well, okay?
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's just start with... And so while I'm doing your reading, I'm also obviously looking out to see if there are any conjunctions. And I am using the Celtic cross because it was something that I did cover in one of the earlier shows, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys know I don't throw it out the bus. But a lot of people don't like to use the Celtic cross because it is something that you master over time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what we've got here. So what I'm not seeing is any conjunctions. Which is not a bad thing. It's just, it is what it is. So let's see what I've got here. I'm using a very beautiful deck. It's actually called the Gendron deck. And for those of you who are not familiar with me at all, one of the things that I can tell you that's my addiction, yes, I'm saying it, I'm going to raise my hand and I'm going to probably need a 12-step program at some point. I'm addicted to tarot decks. I have over 400. So today I'm using, I know it's crazy, but it's not shoes, you know, and they're much cheaper than shoes. So the Gendron deck is an amazing deck because it actually has so much rich, I love the multi-culture aspect of it. I love the fact of
Hello?
Yes, we lost her, and that's what happens. Oh. She'll call back. So
okay.
When most probably the reading has a lot of energy, and so we'll wait just for her to call back, and hopefully she realizes she's.
I know,
but she will. She'll call me back. So just remember, everybody, if you Gina website is Gina Spriggs. Dot guru, and here she is. Gina?
Yes, sorry about that, guys. Obviously, the angels, ascended masters, and spirit guides are working with us. So they're deciding what and what is not going to be said. So I guess I talked too much when I was giving away the tarot secrets and timing. So here's what I'm actually, hold on, we do have a conjunction here. It's actually the first two cards. Now, this is amazing. Okay, so what I'm looking at, and I'm sorry, do me a favor, please, and what's your name? What was the name again of the listener?
Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget. So, Bridget, what I'm looking at here is the first two cards is the Seven of Pentacles and the Hanged Man. Now, that's really interesting because the Seven of Pentacles, as I was saying before, Pentacles actually speaks to the season of winter, but that's got nothing to do with this because seven actually speaks to 1 week. So within 1 week of today, you are going to be experiencing, I'm looking at the Hanged Man, an opportunity for you to pause, for you to reflect, for you to actually look at things from a lot of different vantage points. It's actually a really interesting first two cards to have and to have this conjunction because it's basically talking about the fact that you're going to have an opportunity, you're going to be invited to shift your perspective on something. And one thing I didn't share with you guys about conjunctions, the conjunction is separate from the reading, meaning that it is layered into the reading. So with Bridget's reading, the fact that she's got the energy of the Seven of Pentacles covering her, it's basically talking to me about a lot of the work that she has done, all of the seeds, for example, that she has sown, and now it's time for her to wait to yield the results, right, to yield the harvest. And the Hanged Man The card that crosses her is also speaking to the fact that there is a waiting period, but it also speaks to the fact that there may be a shift in perspective. Now, in many decks, the Hanged Man is an image of a man who's hanging upside down, and his hair usually looks pretty wild, and there's usually a lot that I have to say around that. But in this particular deck, the Gendron deck, the Hanged Man is actually an image of a goddess. And it's really interesting. So I get a sense, Bridget, that you're going to be working with a lot of goddess energy. You may be experiencing, you or somebody around you may be experiencing a time in their life where they're really moving into that stage of their life where their powers are really enhanced. You know, they talk about the maiden, the mother, and the crone, the stages of womanhood. And it's the crone sounds horrible, but actually it's really, in my eyes, more of a goddess because that's when we're no longer thrown around and tossed around by emotions, and we are in 100% an intuitive state if we choose to be it, and that is a beautiful thing. So this is actually some of the energy that you're going to be working with. And so I'm looking at the card that is at your feet. So this is the Celtic Cross, and this is the card that's at your feet, and it is the Ten of Cups, which is a beautiful card. In this particular deck, for me, it speaks to relationships. You know, in most decks, it actually speaks to family. There is a feminine component to it. But with this particular deck, for me, there is an image of a man and a woman, and that image basically speaks to me that they're in a romantic relationship. And the halos that are around their head are telling me that they're in a united front. So there is some type of partnership that you are going to be, that you've probably already begun. And it, you know, it could totally be a romantic relationship, but it can also be a relationship that makes you feel good, some type of partnership that makes you feel good. Now, the other card that I'm looking at here, which is a real interesting, is the Eight of Swords. And the Eight of Swords in this particular deck is very, very interesting because there is a woman sitting on the bench, and she's Asian, and she's got a kimono on, and she's smiling. She looks fine. But she is holding a red book, and there are eight swords in front of her that are blocking her. She's like she's contained to this bench. And behind her is an image of a ghost, actually. And so what's really cool about this is that most Eight of Swords speak to the fact that, you know, there is this feeling of being trapped. But in this particular image, for me, what I'm getting is that your thoughts have been, I want to say you might have some thought patterns or beliefs that have been based on knowledge because of that red book in her hand, right? But basically what you're going to be invited through spirit or this ghost, I'm saying ghost, but actually I want to say spirit, that's a kinder word, is to really experience this knowledge on a deeper level so that you have wisdom. You know, anyone can pick up a book and read it and parrot it. It's the experience that gives you the wisdom that actually makes you really know something. And so that's where you are right now. You are being invited to appreciate more wisdom through action and through a change of perspective. Again, that goes right back to your original two cards. Now, what's really interesting is the card that's at your head is the Five of Swords. And in this particular deck, I have to say this, the image that I'm looking at, it looks like a man in a dress. I don't know if this is intentional or what, but for me, this totally looks like a transgendered person. I mean, to be honest with you, when I look at this image, I even see razor stubble. I mean, it's just like, it's just kind of hysterical to me because the dress that she is wearing is a beautiful dress, like a black velvet, you know, no strap dress, but there is this wig with this man that's got razor stubble. So what's interesting to me is that in this position, the position of your head, this particular card actually talks to me about deceptive thoughts. You know, the fact that you've got this man running around in his dress, because he's not even trying to be feminine, he's a man in a dress, basically speaks to like throwing somebody off guard with this image of himself that you might take at first glance as something. And so you might have some thoughts that are deceptive, that are deceiving you, and those thoughts may be based on things that you have gotten in your life from family, from society, from politics, whatever. You know, we all are subject to all of those things, and then we come to a point in our life where we actually are invited to think for ourselves, right? So now we move down to the sixth position. And in the sixth position, I'm seeing the Prince of Pentacles, and he's basically holding this big fat buffalo nickel, and he's basically inviting you to be open to receiving new information. So this is a really interesting reading because you're talking about what your year going to be like, and basically what I'm seeing is that you've got a lot of new opportunities popping up by via how you choose to perceive things and how you choose to think, and that's really powerful stuff. So I want you to chew on that for a minute. And the reason why I say you've got a lot of newness is because I'm looking at the fact that you've got not only the Ten of Cups in the third position, but you also have the Ten of Wands in the tenth position. And so it's almost as if the beginning of your reading and the end of your reading are talking about new beginnings. The Ten of Wands actually speaks to, there is an action associated with the Ten of Wands. There is a fire associated with the Ten of Wands. That's the element that's associated with it. And in this particular deck, where most decks have this guy who's carrying this burden, and he feels like he's got to carry this burden, he's, you know, all of his experiences or whatever, in this particular deck, this Gendron deck, what you've got is this man who is actually planting flowers. Which is very, very interesting because your reading, if you remember, I told you, you had the Seven of Pentacles here, and he was planting seeds. And so now this guy is also doing some work in a garden, and the flowers have bloomed, okay? And so he's actually kind of tending to the garden. He's not planting the flowers. He's kind of tending to the garden that's here. And so this is really interesting because I believe that this is the garden of your mind. This, is again, goes back to wisdom. So The seventh position. Now, the seventh position actually speaks to fear and apprehension. And so when I look at the seventh position, you've got the Two of Wands here. And the Two of Wands is literally a card that speaks to planning. And so basically, when you put the meaning of that position and the meaning of the card together, is that you have a fear or an apprehension about planning your future. And so that's really kind of interesting. When I look at the eighth position, which speaks to the people in your sphere of influence, the people in your environment, I'm looking at the Six of Cups. And the Six of Cups is really interesting because this is a card that actually speaks to people, reflection, and even often people from the past. And so it's almost as if the people in your sphere of influence are saying to you, hey, go back to what you know. You know, don't be foolish and run out there and do things that are new and different. Go back to what you know. Now, that's not to say that this is what you should do, but this is the type of advice that you're getting, okay? And so when I move on to the ninth card, and the ninth card is literally the card that speaks to your hopes and or fears. And there's a little bit of fear here as well. And so one of the biggest opportunities that I'm seeing here for you, Bridget, is to watch your thoughts, because we have to remember that everything means something, and thoughts are things. You know, our thoughts literally create the energy that is the foundation for creation and manifestation. And so with that, what I'm looking at is the Four of Swords. And the Four of Swords is literally a card that speaks to rest. It speaks to recuperation. It actually speaks to just taking some time out. And so I'm getting from your reading, when I have to, you know, when I'm invited to answer this question that you have, what is my year like? And I'm pulling more cards too because I just wanted to. What I'm seeing is that there is an opportunity for you to shift your perspective around certain things. Now, because the cards started off with this Ten of Cups, and in this particular deck, I do feel like there was a relationship component to it, I pulled some more cards, and as I'm pulling these cards, one of the interesting things is the first card that I pulled was the Three of Wands, which actually speaks to your ships coming in, things that are coming, you know, things that you've been waiting for actually happening. It also speaks to, right underneath that Ten of Cups is the Ace of Cups, which actually speaks to new opportunities that make you feel warm and fuzzy and good. And then the next card, again, which is the Two of Cups, speaks to relationship. So again, a real strong sense that if this is not a romantic relationship for you, there is a partnership that you're going to be exploring that's going to actually feel good for you. But in order for it to be successful, in order for you to really enjoy and appreciate this, the opportunity that you have is to shift your thinking around certain things. So you're being invited to shift your thoughts, to shift how you have been raised to think a certain way, like, you know, everybody eats apples on Tuesdays. I'm using that as an example. To basically shifting, well, actually, I'll use a great example. You know, back in the day, people weren't allowed to eat meat on Friday, right? Right. And so then all of a sudden, because everybody had to eat fish because the church decided they wanted to promote the fish industry. And then all of a sudden, you know, that, and by the way, if you ate fish, if you didn't eat fish and you ate meat, you were going to go straight to hell. So that's what's really interesting about how time has changed, because now the organized religion has allowed meat to be eaten on Fridays. It's no longer about this particular industry or this commerce. And so it's almost as if you are invited to make a shift in thinking that is probably going to be just as huge for you as it probably was for all those people who felt really, really bad for eating meat on Friday because that's what they were craving and thinking that they were going to actually, you know, be judged by God for eating meat, which sounds ridiculous when you think about it. So and so basically that's what you've got here. You've got an invitation to really open up your mind and to explore. And when, and I'm going to also kind of add to this that when I say open up your mind, it's not about thinking. It's not about your brain. This is an inside job. This is an activity that kind of has to resonate with you. Your body has to kind of be in sync with it. So you're literally in being invited to align your heart with your head. And so it's like you want to think about things and then you want to feel about things. And if you have an alignment there, then that's a sure sign for you to move forward. But if there's a chink, if there's a little resistance, then it's something that you have to reevaluate. And I'm not saying that it's going to be that chinks or resistance is right or wrong. I'm just saying that there you got to look under the hood of that. Okay? So I hope that this has helped you, Bridget, and I really appreciate you hanging out with us today on Take My Call. So I want to wish you a very, very happy holiday and an amazing new year, and good luck with your transition here and changing your thoughts. I'll take the next caller.
Thank you, Bridget. So we're going to New Jersey, and we are taking Luz Maria.
Luz, I love your name. It means light. You know that, but a lot of maybe the callers don't say that. How are you today?
Fine, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, Luz, talk to me about if you have a particular question that you'd like to take a look at, or because, you know, usually I tell Claudia, you know, I don't want to answer questions, but today I've been feeling a little bit different about that. So if you have a particular question, I'm happy to answer.
I'm working on both relationship and new job of my
dreams. Isn't that interesting? So relationship and work, right, Luz?
Right.
Okay. So, and what I think is really interesting about that is that if you're anything like me, and everybody's something like me, I mean, we all breathe the same air, there is a very strong correlation for a lot of us between relationship and job. I've actually found in my life that when my relationships are great, my work is great. And then I have found that when my relationship stinks, so does my job. And what I've really started doing was having this real strong association between relationship and job. And I actually felt for a long time, it was a core belief that I wasn't even aware of consciously, that I needed one in order to have the other. This was the year that I actually proved that core belief wrong. Thank the Lord Jesus. Because, you know, you never want to be beholden to a belief that does not serve you. So we're going to take a look at your situation and see what pops up. And I'm going to tell you, Luz, that, you know, as I was saying to Bridget in California, that often what happens is that there is a association and a direct relationship in tarot with partnerships and also jobs. Sometimes I'll look at something as a romantic relationship and it could be somebody's job. Sometimes I'll look at somebody's job and it looks like a romantic relationship. So the reality is they look very similar. They look very similar. So we're going to just keep that in the back of our heads, give me a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Come on.
Perfect. Got it. Got it. And 7 is a good number. Just pulling your cards. These are a lot of major arcana here. Very interesting. Okay. So, well, this is definitely a romantic reading. And I just want to pause here and tell those tarot students out there that, you know, when you have a 10-card Celtic cross reading, right, one of the things that you want to look at is the frequency of a particular number. It gives you a lot of information in terms of numerology. The other thing that you want to look at is how many of those cards are major arcana. And so what I'm looking at here, what I'm looking at Luce's reading is a real interesting 1, 2, 3, 4 major arcana. There's 10 cards on the table. 4 of them are major arcana. That's pretty...
Okay, so we lost her again. So, Luz Maria, just hold on a second. She'll be holding us back. And again, if you want to find the card of the year free, you can go to GinaSpriggs.guru. And in the front, on the home page, there's a link there so you can have access to that information, your card of the year. And it's very cool. So, Gina, you're back.
Okay. Yes, I am. So, both you and Bridget have these energies that are working with you today. It's interesting. So it's almost like Mercury's in retrograde when your communication gets cut off. So anyway, here's what we've got for you, which is really, really interesting, because the first card that I'm looking at here is the Chariot. And the Chariot is actually a card that speaks to focus and direction, and this is the energy that's covering you. It's about your focus. And it looks like, and I look at the King of Pentacles, is the card that crosses you, and so it looks like, now I'm going to tell you, the King of Pentacles is certainly a man, right? It's a king. But it also represents authority, institutions, establishments. So again, it's not just a man, but it's also a job. So isn't that interesting that the first two cards that I'm looking at literally speak to exactly what you had in mind? So the third card is the Strength card, and it's basically at the position of the feet in the Celtic cross. And for me, that basically talks to me about honoring your passions and the side of you that you might say is untamed. You might say to yourself sometimes, Luce, I wish I could be more this and I wish I could be less that. And this is a card that says, you know what, it's okay that you're more this sometimes. You don't have to diminish that energy. You have to honor that energy. You have to honor that aspect of yourself. And so that's exactly what this particular card is saying. Now, when I look at your third card, what's really interesting is that if this hasn't happened already, then what's going to happen is that you will be invited to in a new relationship. Again, the Ace of Cups pops up. And the Ace of Cups is a card that actually speaks to new relationships. And so how cool is that? And this is actually something that if it hasn't happened already, it's going to happen very soon. The interesting thing is that even when I look at your the card that is at your head, the fifth card, is basically a card that says that you're even thinking that this relationship, that this person, you know, you can actually see yourself like down the road with this person. You can actually envision that. And it's really cool. And I also get a sense, and this is something that I really want you to pay attention to, that you two have a very interesting connection. Now, I am of the personal belief that all intimate relationships, every single person that we are attracted to, is here to help us grow in some way, shape, or form. And sometimes we grow and then we move on and move, you know, and move away from that relationship. And sometimes we're invited to grow with that person. And so what I'm looking at here is with this Gendron deck, this particular Two of Cups literally has a couple that is staring into each other's eyes and they've got their cups raised. But behind them in the background, it's almost as if there is another generation of this same couple energy. So it's almost as if either, you know, some people might say a different lifetime, some people might even say ancestral, I'll go with both, but these two energies have been together before, they recognize each other, and there is a real strong recognition that you have with this person that you're thinking about, and so, or this person that pops into your life if they haven't already, Luce. So what I'm looking at now is the card in the sixth position. And this is a really interesting card because it is the Six of Swords. And traditionally, this is a card that depicts a woman and a child, like, literally fleeing someplace. They're on a boat. And usually, if you look really hard at the card, the water is really choppy where they came from, but calm where they're going. And so it basically talks about getting away, right? But in this particular deck, it's actually a girl who is holding a candle, and the candle is lighting her way through the dark woods. And this is really interesting because she's holding up her loose, her light, and she is finding her way. And so basically what this talks to me about is you being yourself, shining your light. Don't try to fit a square peg in a round hole. No, it's like, don't try to make yourself into anything than you already are. Your light is perfect. Your light is bright, and so you don't have to try to change that the way you are in any way, shape, or form. Okay, so now what I'm looking at here is the seventh position, where you intuitively ask for more information. And what's really interesting here is you've got both the Emperor and the Magician here. And so these are two major arcana cards. And what's really interesting about this for me is that the Magician is a female in this deck. And most decks, she is a male. There's only one other deck that I can think of off the top of my head where the Magician is a female, and that's the Gypsy Tarot, the Buckland Romani Tarot, excuse me. And so the fact that you've got this Emperor and this Magician together, he being a female element, and of course with this image, I'm not going to say it's a male image, it's a female image, we've got a partnership. But there's some feeling around this. There's some fear, there's some apprehension, there's some doubt here. But what I'm seeing here is such powerful, positive, amazing cards that it's basically telling me to share with you, hey, take your fear, take your apprehension, put it on the side. Because what we've got here are two powerhouses, and it's okay to be a powerhouse. It's okay to, and it's really interesting. I wish you could actually see this card. The Magician in the Gendron deck literally has a woman who is wearing all yellow, and around her head is this amazing halo of light that emanates out from her. So she is literally, Luce, this is you. This is you, but this is exactly how your spirit is in terms of being that bright light. And then the Emperor is actually very, very colorful and very, very, he's got like all of these amazing asteroids around him. Pretty, very cool images. And it's almost as if he's in the middle of the galaxy and she's like really, really grounded. So there's these two opposing energies that are complementing each other. So this is really cool. So any fears or doubts or apprehensions that you have around this new relationship, don't have any. It's good. Okay? Now, we move into the eighth position. And the eighth position, again, is the position that actually speaks to the fact that there are people in your sphere of influence who have certain thoughts. And the thing is, you know, these people, when I'm looking at this card, it's the Seven of Cups, and the Seven of Cups is always a card that actually speaks to the fact that there are there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of crazy talk, there's a lot of, well, you know, if he says this, then that means that kind of stuff. And so basically what you want to do is go with what you're feeling and not what the advice of others. I always find that the people that want to give you relationship advice are single. And I'm always like, yeah, thanks. Because, you know, if you've been married for 50 years, then you can give me relationship advice. But if you are single, then you really can't. So, okay, moving forward, we're looking at the ninth position. And the ninth position is a really interesting position, too, and this interesting card, I should say. The ninth position speaks to your hopes and fears, but this particular card is the Six of Pentacles. And what I'm looking at here is a card with a woman who is handing something to her daughter. So she looks like a mother, and then the daughter is accepting this pentacle from her mother, and she also has a pentacle in her hand. And she has a necklace on that has a rose right at her heart, actually, which is really interesting. But what's behind them is what I perceive as the image of the grandmother. And so basically there is this familial, I want to say, epigenetic tendency among the women of this generation. Of this bloodline. And so what I invite you to do, Luce, is actually to look at your mom and look at your grandmother and discover what it is that you believe has been handed down from generation to generation. It could be a superpower. It could be a fear. Let's just say, for example, and I'm just going to throw something out. This is not an intuitive hit. This is just me throwing something out. Let's just say that your grandmother was widowed at 50, and then your mother was widowed at 50. You might think that you're going to be widowed at 50, okay? And so here's the opportunity for you to either embrace either the power of, you know, you want to embrace the powers of your bloodline, but you also want to let go of anything that does not enhance your spirit. It doesn't enhance you in any way, shape, or form. And so I'm not saying don't recognize it. I'm just saying you can cut ties with that aspect. Now, the last card is also a beautiful card because it's the Ace of Pentacles. And so for me, the fact that you've got two aces in your reading basically talks to me about the fact that you've got new opportunities. So this is a new relationship, and it looks really good. The fact that it's an Ace of Cups means that it feels good. The fact that it's an Ace of Pentacles actually speaks to the fact that it's a healthy relationship. If you allow it, it can be a healthy relationship, and I like that. Okay, so pulling a last few cards, looking at the fact that you've got an angel here that is the Judgment card. And so basically she is inviting you to it's really interesting. The Judgment card is usually depicted by people rising from the dead. And so it's really interesting because the Judgment card and the Death card are very similar but totally different. The Death card invites you to write a whole new book, like this is the end of that thing and now we're going to start a whole new journey. But the Judgment card says, okay, and that's the end of that chapter and now we're going to turn the page and we're going to keep on moving. And so it's not as harsh as the Death card. You actually are being invited to move on, and, you know, to turn the page and to move on and to enjoy that process. There are doors opening up for you that I'm seeing in here in the Nine of Wands, and also the Princess of Wands actually has important messages coming for you. So what I have to say is, since you asked about both relationship and work, that relationship popped up really, really strong. Now, what I would like you to do is superimpose everything that I said about relationship, and you want to superimpose that in terms of work. And so basically what that means is that you will be invited with a new opportunity, a new career opportunity of something that you like and that pays well, because the like would be the cups, and then the Ace of Pentacles means that it pays well, okay? And so that's always nice. And that you are going to have to shift your thinking around some of the, like you might have some friends say, well, that company always treats people like, you know, treats people poorly or whatever, and you might have to just check in on your own gut and see what you get around that. So just superimpose the information that I gave you around relationships with the job, and then you'll have your answer. And it actually looks really, really good, Lou. So listen, I also want to invite you to make sure that you go to GenusBriggs.guru, get your card of the year. That'll actually give you some incremental information that will assist you during 2016. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Luz. So now for our last caller, Gina, we're going to Florida. And
ooh,
we are inviting James to the show.
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I love Florida. I lived in Florida for 10 years. So I don't know what part of Florida you're in, but I love Florida. So we're going to...
Oh, that's excellent.
I'm going to... and tell me what your question is today.
Just something general in terms of life path or life purpose.
Perfect. Okay. Path and purpose. I like it. All right. I'm just shuffling here. I got to clear it out. I got to get Luce out of the deck. Luce and Bridget are hanging around here. All righty. And can you do me a favor, James, and just give me a number between 1 and 10?
I'm going to go with 7-2.
Perfect. Oh, this is really interesting. You got an interesting reading here. So you said 7. Perfect. Okay, so this is a really cool reading, and I'm going to tell you that you're starting off with a conjunction, which is, you know, we talked about timing in the tarot in the very beginning of the show. I didn't see any conjunctions for Luce, but I do see you're starting off, just like Bridget did, with a conjunction. You've got the Two of Pentacles right before the Sun. So first I want to talk to you about what that means in terms of the conjunction. It tells me that in 2 months that you, and it's really interesting that you've got the sun, because for me, the sun, if I had to tell you that you were going to move someplace, it would be Florida. So you're already there. You've got the Two of Pentacles basically talking to me about that in 2 months, this energy of the sun is a beautiful energy. It's literally an energy that speaks to the light being on you, you being the focus, having fun, enjoying life, being playful. Usually the sun is depicted by a naked kid riding a white horse, which is cool. I mean, it's awesome. But in this particular deck, what I love about it is that there is this child that is being that is holding a sunflower, and so you're the child, and it is being given this beautiful, I don't even know what it is because you can't really see it, but it's something of light by this angel. And this angel is being facilitated by hummingbirds or being supported by a hummingbird. There's a hummingbird right next to the angel, and then there's the sun behind them. And so I'm going to actually tell you that you're going to be getting a lot of support from spirit, and that when you see hummingbirds, that's going to be a really good sign for you, James. So I want you to keep that in mind. Okay, so now that's what I love about this deck. So in addition to that little piece of looking out to what's happening for you in the next 2 months, which looks like it's all great, what you've got here is the energy of the Two of Pentacles covering you. Now, when I look at the Two of Pentacles, it basically is a card of balance. And in this particular deck, there is a girl who's wearing sunglasses that look like a butterfly. They're like shaped like butterfly wings. And in one hand, she's got the comedy mask, and in the next hand, she's got the tragedy mask, and they're both hung on to these pentacles. So it's really interesting because it's about the faces that you wear and balancing out, you know, how you get to show yourself to the world. And I'm going to tell you something about the mask, James. Every time we hold up a mask to the world, it literally uses energy from our auric field and makes it weaker so that any old thing can pop in. Because it's almost like, just imagine holding up a mask that maybe weighs a pound, which is not a problem. But if you've got to keep your hand up over your face for 24/7, then it becomes your arm is going to get tired. And it's kind of like how our auric field is. So I'm inviting you to honor yourself and take off any of the masks that are not serving you. We are all going to have our masks. We're going to have the masks, you know. I don't want it to be anything that's not you. I want your mask to be all you. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm just inviting you to consider that. Now, the energy that crosses you, again, is the sun, and the sun actually talks to that child part of yourself. With this deck, it's that child part of yourself. And so I think that that's probably the part that you cover up, that you may have an environment where you feel like you can't be as playful or joyful or whatever. So at your feet, you've got the Six of Wands, which is really interesting because it tells me that recently you had some kind of really big win. And now you're like, okay, well, what's next? Well, what's really interesting is that I'm seeing right next to this in your current position, the Tower. Now, most tarologists, they kind of like poop on themselves when they see the Tower because they always think that it means something bad. It's like, oh, my God, you know, it's like, you know, the rug being pulled out from under you and Lord knows what's going to happen. For me, it means one word and one word only, and that word is suddenly. Suddenly something changes. Suddenly something shifts. And so what I'm seeing here with this particular tower is, and I would love if you could see this image, and you might even want to Google it. It's the Gendron Deck Tower image, because this particular tower is so different than all of the towers that I've seen. Yes, it is a building that's being toppled over by a lightning bolt, but what's coming out in most images, they have these two people that are flying off of this building. But in this particular deck, what you've got is, again, this image of the feminine that is actually coming out. And it's literally this tower is being toppled over by lightning that is being divinely emitted from this otherworldly, huge, godlike being. And so what it's basically saying is that you've got to, again, you know, all of those places where you're feeling rigid, you've got to be, you know, strong and stoic and masculine and all that. You know what? That's nice. You can allow your feelings to show. You can allow your vulnerability out on times. You can allow your playfulness. You can allow your feminine side. It's not feminine in terms of gender. It's feminine in terms of allowing, receiving, emoting, you know? And so it's not, you know, whereas our culture says, well, you can't do that, you know. Actually, yeah, we can. You know, that's actually sometimes our vulnerability is our greatest strength. And so with that, James, what we've got here at the crown or at the top of this reading in the sixth position is you moving away from the drama of the past and lighting your way through. This is actually a card that Luce had in her reading. It's that image of the girl walking through the woods with this candle. And again, it's a girl, it's a child, okay? And it's really interesting. So basically, this is about you, James, kind of coming from within, allowing your light to shine. What's really interesting about that, and you're thinking about it, though, because you've been thinking about this for a while, so this isn't news to you.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm seeing next is the Chariot. And the Chariot is really cool. It's in the this is actually the sixth position. The fifth position had the lady in the woods, and the Chariot in the sixth position is kind of lighting the way for the girl. It's the guiding force. The Chariot basically speaks to the fact that if you keep your focus, you'll get what it is that you need. Oddly enough, there's a hummingbird in this particular image too. Hummingbirds are really huge signs for you, James. So I don't know if you've heard that before, if you're aware of that, but I want you to hear it today, because if you've got anybody who has passed on that you know that you are particularly close to, they speak to you in form of hummingbird. Hummingbirds are almost like signs for you that everything is okay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're moving down to the seventh position. And in the seventh position, which is really interesting, we've got a man. So we've got the King of Pentacles, and then we also have the Two of Pentacles. So basically, this is interesting. So we've got in the seventh position, as a reminder, speaks to fear and apprehension. And so what we've got here is there is a concern that you have over, some type of partnership. Okay, this partnership, there's fear and there's apprehension around a partnership that you've got. And so I'm inviting you to look under the hood of your fear. It's really interesting. I was meditating the other day, and I was given these words, and I had to write it down because I knew it didn't come from me. And the words were, and I want to get this right, the purpose of our emotional pain is so that we can understand the false belief behind it.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, and so if you have had, and who hasn't, emotional pain around relationships, I want you to look at that pain and to figure out what is the belief that you are identifying with that allows you to feel that pain. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I want you to forgive yourself for holding that belief, okay, because whatever that belief is, it's not truth. It's not truth. Okay. So, moving on. I feel like I'm juggling a bunch of things here. What we've got here now is the eighth position. And in the eighth position, this is basically other people, you know, other people's opinions. And these are, again, people in your sphere of influence. And what's really interesting is I feel like you've got some people, females actually, who are trying to share the wisdom that they've gained and gleaned from, again, I would like to even say generational. And so I don't necessarily feel like this is a bad thing. I actually feel like you've got some positive people in your corner who are trying to hand you some bits of wisdom. I'm also seeing that you've got in the ninth position hope. There's hope here. I'm seeing the Ace of Pentacles. And this is really interesting because when I say hope for this particular, I say hope for this particular reason. This particular card has a woman who looks like, I'm going to say Mary. She has got this baby in her hands, and they both have halos, and the baby is holding up this big green sphere. And the green sphere is literally about the heart chakra. And so basically it's about renewing your heart chakra. And so I'm really getting really strongly that there's some cleansing that has to happen here, and that with that cleansing is renewal. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you, James, I'm doing this 7-day energy detox. It starts on Sunday, and it's like $20 or something like that, $19.97. This is something that will help you heal your heart chakra and actually your entire field and your, to be honest with you, it's an energy detox. So it's not just about food that you put in your body. It's the energy that's in your house. You clean it out, you heal. What that does is it invites it creates room for what you desire in your life. And it's really, really powerful, powerful stuff. And I actually even got the idea to doing this by the interesting year that I had. And having said all of that, for you, what happens next is that doors open up. I'm looking at your last card being the Nine of Wands, and it basically tells me that doors are opening up and that you can let down your guard to a degree so that you can allow those energies that are waiting for you to come in, those energies that are supportive, though, you know, not any weird energy. So, and the thing is, you'll feel it. You'll feel it, and you'll know it. So I'm getting here, because I kept on pulling cards, that there's an aspect of yourself, and this is kind of redundant, but that you really want to honor, that you have been trying to sweep under the rug, you know, and it's literally time to clean out the rug, to let this thing, this feeling, this aspect of yourself have its, you know, be in the sun. There is an opportunity for you to feel your feelings. You may have to purge. Drink a lot of water, watch a sad movie, pee, cry, get it out, and you'll be renewed.
That is so great. That is so great.
So and you can go to the gym and sweat, too. All this stuff, I swear, it really, really helps. It's just a release. It's a release. I'm going to tell you something. People have no idea that there is a hormone that is released when we cry that actually calms us down, and it's healthy for us. And so, you know, I don't know about you, but I hate crying. So I'll just pop in a sad movie so I can just cry. You know, it's just like, okay, since I don't want to cry, since I don't want to feel my feelings, I'm going to make myself feel my feelings. I'm going to get it out that way. So and that's how I treat myself. James, thank you so much. Happy New Year, and congratulations for allowing this new aspect of yourself to be reborn.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so honored. Thank you so much for this. This was so great. So great.
Oh, I'm glad. I was honored as well. Thank you. Enjoy the rest
thank
of your
you.
Day.
Well, we have reached the end of the show, and with that, we want to wish everybody a marvelous end of the year celebration. Gina, thank you so much for being here with us, and for you as well. And Charlotte, we wish you a very happy, I don't know if you celebrate Christmas, but Christmas or any holiday that you celebrate in New Year.
I celebrate Christmas.
Ah, great. So, and I hope we Scorpios get a little bit more in touch with our feelings. I totally agree with you, crying, not my thing. But it is cleansing. I envy my sister because she cries so easy, but I don't. So I can understand you a lot. So thank you for being here with us, for playing with us, and we hope to see you next year as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Claudia. Enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your year, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And remember, go to ginaspriggs.guru. There's a lot of events and classes, workshops, webinars that they all sound fantastic, Gina. So we will be promoting those and helping you in any way we can. And thank you for all our callers and listeners.
Thank you.